the San Fernando Valley, smut capital of America. Kovac had read it in a magazine. Hardcore porn movies were routinely made in rented houses in otherwise normal family neighborhoods. Picturing Long Donnie Bergen there brought a whole new meaning to the boy next door. "Yeah, look," Kovac said, "this is all nice and chatty, and I'm sure you'd be an interesting person to talk to if I didn't happen to think you're a maggot on the asshole of life, but let's cut to the chase, Junior. We know you popped into the lobby bar at the Marquette Friday night to meet up with Sis and the gang. What was that about?" "It wasn't about anything," Bergen said, belligerent. "So I stopped to have a drink with my sister. So what?"
"Where were you before that?"
"At my apartment, getting ready to go out."
"Was anyone there with you?"
Bergen turned to the lieutenant again. "How is this supposed to square somebody else's story? I think it sounds like you're trying to pin something on me." "Knowing if a particular someone was with you will be important to that other person," Dawes explained. "It was a lie, of course, but that didn't matter. They were under no obligation to tell the truth during the course of an interview. Only the interviewee risked a penalty for lying." Bergen narrowed his eyes. "Who?" "Dumb as a post, this kid," Kovac thought. Good thing for him, he had other talents.
"We can't tell you that, Donnie," Kovac said. "If we tell you, you'll decide what story you want to tell, depending on if you like this person or hate them."
Bergen turned that puzzle over and over in his narrow little head. "That means you have to tell us the truth," Dawes said. He frowned at that, clearly thinking he was damned if he did and damned if he didn't.
"What's the matter?" Kovac asked. "Did you have some underage girl there with you?"
"No, I don't need to do underage girls." Kovac gave his crocodile smile.
"That's not about need, though, is it, Junior?"
"I was alone." "Between 6 and 7, Dawes specified. "You were home alone."
"That's what I said."
"Did anybody see you leave the building?"
"I don't know. I don't think so." "You live in California," Kovac said, "but you keep an apartment here. You must be here a lot."
"My manager says it's a good investment."
"What do you do with it when you're not around? Rent it out?"
"What's the difference?"
Kovac shrugged. "Just curious."
"Did you speak with your sister on the phone Friday afternoon?" Dawes asked.
"Yeah, 3:30. She asked me if I wanted to stop by the hotel for a drink."
"Do you happen to know if David Moore was with her at the time?"
"I guess he was."
"How well do you know him?" Kovac asked.
"We don't hang out, except for the fact that this one has bucks. I usually don't like my sister's taste in men."
"How did you meet him?"
"Through Eddie, a year and a half ago."
"Eddie?" Dawes asked.
"Yeah, Eddie Ivers. I know Eddie through the business. He introduced me to Dave."
"Through the XXX movie business," Kovac said.
"Yeah," Bergen gave a little laugh and a smirk. "Everybody thinks Eddie made his money with theaters. Eddie made his money in porn and used the money to buy the theaters. Mr. Respectable Businessman."
"And David Moore? How was he connected to Ivers?"
Kovac asked, his blood pressure rising again. David Moore, the critically acclaimed documentary filmmaker. Kovac knew what Bergen was going to say before he said it.
"He's into it. He's directed some stuff for Eddie. Hardcore."
Kovac shoved his chair back from the table so fast it tipped over as he stood up. Donnie Bergen cringed and cowered. Lieutenant Dawes jumped and twisted around to give him her full attention. Kovac was barely aware of either of them.
That piece of shit rat bastard.
He could see David Moore's photograph from his website, the smug, superior artiste. He wasn't any better than a pimp. No, worse than a pimp. He sopped up money-making filth and still lived off his wife. That meant he had bank accounts no one knew about. Greedy fool. He had money of his own, but he paid for his mistress out of the family funds. Unfucking believable. Kovac started to rub his temples and pace back and forth in front of the door. Dawes looked at him cautiously.
"Are you all right, detective? Do you need to step out?"
Before Kovac could answer, someone banged on the door. Elwood stuck his head into the room. He directed himself to Kovac in a hushed voice.
"I think I might have found Stan Dempsey's hidey hole.